I'd like the youngsters to come forward this morning for the children's sermon. One to my right. All right, you can both sit there. You want to sit over here too? Okay, Sean. Well, how are you doing?
Good.
Good?
Good.
Good. Today is a very special day in the life of the church.
Is that a flashlight?
Don't ruin my children's sermon, Sean.
Okay.
You'll see fast and soon enough. Today is a very special day in the life of the church. It's called what?
Pentecost.
Oh, you got it. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
What day is it today?
Pentecost. Pentecost.
So what is it again?
Pentecost.
Very good. These kids are smarter than me. And you know what happened on Pentecost many years ago?
I have no clue.
No clue. Do you have a clue? Well, see, here we are. Very, very special day. Pentecost was the day that Jesus had promised that he would have to go away. But before he left, he would send them the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the personal presence of Jesus as Spirit in our lives. So that tells us that no matter where we go, no matter what happens to us, we are never alone. Sometimes our parents can't be with us. Sometimes our best friends can't be there with us. But there's someone, a presence, who will never leave our side, who lives in our hearts. And of course, not literally in our hearts, but certainly lives in our heart, our mind, our soul, our entire being. And that person is Jesus. And Jesus does that through his Holy Spirit. But that Spirit is also something that gives us life. It animates, it charges, it gives energy. And if you don't have that energy, sometimes it... What happens to a battery when you leave a flashlight when you leave it on all night long?
It dies out.
It dies out. And sometimes that happens in our lives where things, you know, at one time we were just full of energy and enthusiasm and love and hope, and something happened and we just kind of allowed that battery to go down. Now, you said that this looks like a what? This is actually a magic wand that makes little boys disappear. You want me to try it out on you?
Okay.
No, you don't want me to do that. Your mom and dad would never forgive me. Let's see what this is. Oh! Look at that. Oh! This has got all kinds of different colors.
I have a flashlight.
Then it does that. And each one of those is very important. Now, not only that, but also, look at that. See that? It can peek around corners. But you know what that is? It's a flashlight. You're right. And also...
Hello.
See that? Works on the end there. Now, let me explain the different functions. You have that on the end there in case, you know, you're looking for something, right? Or you can even extend it like that.
If you have to go under a bed or something,
right. Okay, now, you also have that. Why do you think that's important?
Maybe you're doing a report at late night and you have to get it finished and you can't see.
Yeah.
You use that.
Well, it's kind of difficult to take that little light that you have on the end there and shine it down on you when you're trying to write a report, right? So this gives you a lot more light and you can just kind of leave it there and you could read a book by it.
It kind of looks like Jesus' love.
It's like what?
Jesus' love.
Absolutely. But then you hit this again, the button, and then you got this. And what does that do?
Demon.
It reminds you of a demon. Okay. Not a demon. If you have someone, you need someone to stop, or if you want to kind of get someone's attention, I guess that's what you could use that for, I guess. But then you hit it again, and that really gets your attention, doesn't it?
Maybe you, like, want a dance party.
If you want a dance party. Or... These kids have imagination. Or, you know, your car breaks down, right? And you need some help. And so you hold that up, and that lets people know that there's an emergency, that there's a problem. Well, let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is a lot like this flashlight. Because there are times where the Holy Spirit will help you to look within you, and you're able to see things about yourself that you didn't realize. When you see that you're being selfish and you don't realize it, when you're being unloving and you didn't realize it, when you're being stupid and you didn't realize it, the Holy Spirit says, now wait a minute, now I'm going to help you look within your side so that you realize that you're all these things that you shouldn't be, right? So it helps us. Then we have this. And this is something, this is where the Holy Spirit will shed greater light on the world around you. You know, and it shows you that there's a world out there that's hurting. And sometimes we become blind to that. There's a world out there that's hurting that needs our help. And so God gives us certain gifts to help others so that the world doesn't hurt quite so much. And then you have this. And what do you think that is? There are times where God will tell us to stop. You know, we're doing something, we're proceeding down the wrong road, and God says, hey, you need to stop. Then he'll turn on the flashlight again and so we can look inside ourselves, and then we have to turn around and go back in a different direction, right? And then we have this. That's really stop. That's like a conscience. You ever have a conscience? You know what a conscience is?
Being chased by the police. Pull over now, boy.
All right. Well, you know, we have an inside, we have an inner policeman called a conscience, and sometimes our conscience can be very brutal. Our conscience tells us when we've done something wrong. You know, when we hurt somebody else, you know, all of a sudden we feel bad, you know, or we feel guilty about something. You know, our conscience is at work. So the Holy Spirit sometimes touches our conscience and allows us to realize, hey, we need to stop and go back to square one and do things right.
Turn that one off.
If I turn it off, if I leave it going, what's going to happen?
It's going to die out.
All right, that's the final lesson. The final lesson is that the Holy Spirit gives us that energy. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. Because without the Holy Spirit, it's like we're like a dead flashlight. Where our conscience isn't working and we're not understanding what's going on in our life. But when the Holy Spirit's there, he helps us in so many ways because that's the Spirit of Jesus. That's Jesus at work in our lives. And that's why we celebrate today. The early church received the Spirit of Jesus on this day many, many years ago. It's kind of like the birthday of the church, which it is. Okay, let's all hold hands. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being such an intimate part of our lives and knowing no matter where we go, no matter what happens, you're always with us and you always give us the best directions and the best advice. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.